Mad says a brief traffic stop is a small price to pay for saving lives on Wisconsin roadways. Deanna Riley is chapter president for Mothers Against Drunk Driving in Dane County.
Really, 30 seconds at a sobriety checkpoint is a very short amount of time compared to the return, which is the potential for a lifetime of living. Driving is a privilege, it's not a right. However, I think that we have a right to be safe on our highways from drunk drivers.
Riley says alcohol-related crashes have decreased by 24% in the 40 states already using checkpoints. But not everyone agrees these checkpoints are needed. The American Civil Liberties Union says sobriety traffic stops, random or otherwise, cross the line into unwarranted searches. According to Chris Amity, director of the ACLU of Wisconsin, law enforcement resources would be wasted on staffing the checkpoints. He says officers would spend most of their time pulling over innocent drivers when they could be out patrolling roads for the real drunks. MAD maintains the sobriety roadblocks are constitutional, arguing they fall under the same implied consent law that covers drivers and breathalyzer tests. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is kicking off its 25th anniversary this week with a conference in Washington. Catherine Brond, Wisconsin Public Radio.